My friend sits across the table from me, coffee cup in hand, fresh banana bread on her plate. She's almost dewy-eyed with contentment. Contentment with life, with the snow on the ground, the coming tax season. In hushed tones, she tells me about last night. But this isn't about romance in front of a raging fire. It's about her kid throwing a fit during dinner, about carrots on the wall and milk on the floor, and through it all, her own triumphant serenity. It was amazing, she says. I didn't even yell. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, I've always been about a 6 when it comes to composure. Okay, maybe a 4. But that's tolerable when the national average is 3. This is the country where Mike Tyson got rich. I'm plenty composed for an American. At least I was. Now there are mysterious herbal remedies for irritability and general dissatisfaction. Now there's St. John's wort. It's not enough to get a sport utility vehicle and a tummy tuck. Now we're supposed to have peace of mind. Now we're supposed to be nice. Maybe it's a natural evolutionary progression. Mindless amoeba, to Homo erectus, to happy yuppie. One day we're discovering fire and banging each other over the head with clubs. Now we're visualizing through anger and doing aromatherapy over lunch. We are higher beings. Or maybe we're just getting high. George Orwell could have written the script. A world in which no one is allowed to lose her cool, ever. Even if her husband keeps leaving his big wet shoes in the middle of the kitchen floor. Even if her dog keeps lying on the brand new rug. Even if ER is a repeat again. A funny thing happens when you look serenity in the eye. It makes you want to scream. Worse than that, it makes you wonder about the whole balance of the planet. Surely a certain percentage of the population is meant to be deeply disturbed and easily angered. Just who is supposed to make everybody recycle if no one yells? Maybe Mike Tyson.